girls basketball games get underway with action at the Brookfield Central Thanksgiving Shootout. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by VNNSports.net. More high school sports news after this. As the official software provider for nearly 3,000 high schools across the country, VNN knows it has been a different kind of year. And while the game hasn't changed, your school's needs have. If you're an athletics administrator, it's more important now than ever to go digital and make sure parents, athletes, and fans have all the information they need to feel safe, up-to-date, and connected to your high school sports programs. A website, digital ticketing, fundraising, live streaming, social media sync, VNN does it all to make your life easier. Check out the new necessities for the new normal at VNNSports.net. Winter sports are off and running, including girls basketball teams, who began games last Tuesday. While many of the annual Thanksgiving weekend tournaments were canceled, the Brookfield Central Thanksgiving Shootout was held in Brookfield, with some of the top teams and players in the state in action. Germantown won a pair of games over the weekend to move to 3-0, as Jalen Acker had 27 points and 12 rebounds in a 92-75 win over Kettle Moraine on Friday, before following that up with 15 points and 7 steals in a blowout victory against Pius. New Berlin Eisenhower rallied for a 64-60 win over Arrowhead on Saturday of the event, with Kylie Lemberger pouring in a game-high 28 points. The host Lancers of Brookfield Central scored victories over Slinger and Cedarburg. Elsewhere, Kaukauna's Chloe Van Zeelen crossed the 1,000-point plateau for her career as the Ghosts downed Appleton West 69-53 on Saturday. She had 34 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 steals in the game. As a reminder, boys basketball games begin this Tuesday, with 50 games scheduled to tip off on opening night. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association announced its all-region teams for the fall season. The full list of honorees can be found at WISSports.net. The association will wait to release a single all-state team at the completion of the alternate spring season. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search iTunes for the WSN podcast.